She went with a firm set of expectations. The same set of expectations we always take with us into a cemetery. The voice of a mentor of mine haunts me whenever I hear about expectations. His advice to me was always to use the theory of expectations. If you meet, you see basic expectations, then everybody feels satisfied. For example, when you expect poor customer service from the cable company, you don't complain when you get it. What really disturbs me is just how low even our expectations can sink, even of ourselves. Which is where we join Mary Magdalene. She left home knowing, as we all do, what she expected to find. Some comfort, maybe, but finally, disappointment. Yet on Easter morning, something different happened. Two angels, two of the mighty hosts of heaven, creatures of strength and ability beyond our imagining, were simply sitting in the tomb. One of the angels speaks to the weeping Mary. "Woman, why are you weeping?" Expecting disappointment, she makes the obvious response. "They have taken him, and I do not know where they have laid him." She turns to flee in grief. She just didn't expect that level of disappointment. And of all the useless questions, why would the angels ask her that? And then she hears a familiar voice. "Mary." Abruptly, what she expects is no longer disappointment. What she now expects is abounding joy. We too can come to church, even on Easter, seeking Jesus, but expecting to find disappointment. It happens when you come knowing what you expect to see. But I ask you today, whom are you seeking? If you look for the risen Jesus, what you will see is the Christ in all of his glory. On Easter morning, we're confronted by the single most important fact of human history. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. He is the Messiah. He is the hope of Israel. He is our only salvation. His resurrection from the dead on this morning, so many years ago, proves definitively and finally that he is the Christ. When you look to Christ, it's important to know what you are seeing. It's possible to see in Christ what you expect to see. So this morning, rather than lowering your expectations to a nice teacher or a sender of chocolate rabbits, look to Jesus Christ and see him as he really is. See him in his glory as the Savior. His glory is the radiance of his person and of his work in our lives. There is no part of him, no blessing that we have in him that does not bring light and life into our lives and into our world. There is no feature of his ministry then or since or now that does not breathe the fulfillment of God's promises into our lives, into the lives of all of those who believe. This morning we see Christ in the glory of his divinity. Jesus Christ is God. He is the wisdom of creation, the one through whom all things were made, and the one in whom all things cohere. Jesus Christ was in the beginning. As believers, look to Christ and see in him the God who so loved us that he works our salvation. Jesus Christ left his throne, not because we were worthy or deserving or knew we would be here this morning. Jesus Christ came because he loved us. The Father loved us. The Son loved us. The Spirit loved us. They all love us with a love that knows no bound. We see the love of Jesus Christ risen from the grave, fully divine. This morning we see the glory of Christ's humanity. Jesus Christ is fully human. He is like us in all ways, sin excepted. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our infirmities. He knows what it is to learn and to grow, to be challenged, to overcome the difficulties of life. He knows what it is to look on us in love, despite all in us that makes us unlovable. As a man, Jesus alone is true Israel. Jesus Christ is great David's greater son. Fully human, Christ carried the heavy cross and with it the burden of our sins. Jesus Christ, fully human, died on the cross. Jesus Christ, fully human, was raised from the dead and now sits at the right hand of the Father. And we behold his glory, the glory of his full humanity. Perhaps most of all this Easter morning, we need to expect to see the glory of Jesus Christ in his resurrection. Here, it is of first importance to know what we expect to see, because we all live in a broken world. We live in a world that knows sin, that knows pain and grief, that knows vice. We live expecting the ruin of sin. We live knowing that death, the wage of sin, comes for all. And our expectations shatter when we realize that the tomb is not the final word. Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead, and in his resurrection we see the full and final destruction of the power of death. In Christ, we see our reconciliation with God. In Jesus Christ, we see that the final word belongs to the one who loved us with a love so strong, so powerful, and so glorious that even death could not prevail against it. When we see Christ's resurrection clearly, what we see is the mediator of God's elect accomplishing his once and for all times perfect. Seeing the glory of the resurrected Jesus Christ, we know that God has defeated all of his and all of our enemies, and that he even now empowers our lives of obedience. In the resurrection, we see the undimmed radiance of the completed work of Jesus Christ. This Easter morning, we gather around this table in the expectation that here the risen Christ will meet us and will feed us. Come to this table, knowing that Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, come knowing that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of all of God's promises. And we know this because Jesus Christ is risen.